那到底摩西到底神在训练他什么
？In actual fact, how did God train Moses?
我们看出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
好，出埃及记第三章。
Exodus 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我要打发你去见法老，你便可以将我的百姓和以色列从埃及领出来。这个神对摩西有一个托付。
And here God entrusted Moses with one task.
那摩西有什么反应？
And what was Moses' reaction?
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列从埃及地领出来呢？”从这个摩西的回应里面，我们可以发现哦，摩西的这个人很大的改变。
So from the response of Moses in verse 11, we can see that Moses had changed tremendously.
他说我是什么人?
He said, who am I?
他觉得自己很不配。
He felt that he was not worthy.
所以他那个自我已经被磨掉了。
And so his ego has been erased.
然后在这个时候12节说神说我必与你同在。
Verse 12 tells us that God would surely be with him.
这是神对80岁的摩西讲的。
That was what God told Moses when he was 80.
40岁的摩西有信心。
When Moses was 40, he had faith.
但是神没有说我与你同在。
But God did not say, I will be with you.
80岁的摩西当然也有信心。
When Moses was 80, of course he still had faith.
但是神说我要与你同在。
But God said, I will certainly be with you.
这里面有一些差别。
So there must be some differences.
这个差别就是40年的操练。
This difference lies in the fact that he had been trained for the past 40 years.
我们在服侍神呢，这个操练呢，主要是属灵的，不是一种技巧上。
So when we serve God, our training lies with what is spiritual, not skill based.
就是要操练到我们能够成为一个合神用的器皿。
We're to be trained to be a suitable, usable vessel of God.
那个时候神就说我与你同在。
Then God will say, I will be with you.
那我们就能够开始来服侍神。
Then we can commence our service of God.
所以这个摩西的操练是40年。
So Moses was trained for the past 40 years.
我说我们要服侍神总是要经历一段时间的操练。
When we are to serve God, we have to undergo training.
当然我们很希望啊教会马上有很重大的责任。
Some of us may wish that, you know, God will entrust great the church will entrust great task upon us immediately.
安排很重要的工作给我做。
To make sure, to arrange a great, important task for us to do now.
但是如果我们从摩西的例子看起来是需要时间。
But from the history of Moses, we have to realize that, we need time.
他被送到旷野，在牧羊这个生活的环境，在他的工作上这样一直磨到最后能够合神所用，那神的呼召就来到。
He was sent into the wilderness, and he was trained and trained for 40 years until one time that he was prepared and be suitable.
我们看第二点。
Secondly, B 2
约书亚是摩西的助手。
Joshua was Moses' assistant.
我们常常在讲传承，都是提到信仰。
Many times when we talk about succession in our faith.
其实传承也包括圣工。
In actual fact, we have got to find successions in the divine work.
教会的圣工要传承。
We have to pass on the work of the church.
就是从比较年纪大的训练年轻的，然后把工作交给他们。
That means the elder generation will have to train up the younger generation and then pass the task upon them.
现在是2009年哈两个月前呢，美国在开这个 NCC。
Now it's year two thousand and nine, two months ago, the USGA had a national church conference.
大概有50个人参加。
About 50 attended.
我参加完了，有一点伤心，但是也有一点高兴。
When the meeting concluded, I was a bit sad, but I was also very glad as well.
因为有50个，我算一算哈，40个比我年轻。
Out of the 50, 40 were younger than me.
所以有一点难过了，就是越来越老了。
I feel sad because I was getting older and older.
但是我觉得也很高兴。
But I'm also very glad about it.
有40个比我年轻。
40 are younger than myself.
现在都开始在教会承担重要的工作。
And now they have started to take up great responsibilities within the churches.
我从80年代参加美国教会的这个所谓代表大会。
And from 1980s onwards, I started to attend delegates conferences in America.
有时候开两天三天。
Sometimes these conferences will last 2 or 3 days.
有时候开到晚上两点。
May last until 2 early in the morning.
好像开不完。
Seems that the meetings are never ending.
到最近一两年，两三年。
Recently, for the past 2 or 3 years,
发现开会越来越短。
I realized that the meetings has become shorter and shorter.
所以现在会议就开始转型。
And so the format of the conferences have now changed.
差不多一半时间在做这个研讨会。
Half the time will be for discussion.
Symposium. 就是因为年轻人越来越多。
Because we have more and more younger generations coming.
所以借着大家在一起的机会来研讨，这个教会的圣光怎么计划，怎么推动。
So while we gather together, we make use of this opportunity to discuss how we can move the church work along.
然后希望能够很这样很在很平顺的环境能够把工作传给下一代。
So that we hopefully can smoothly pass the work to the next generation.
有一次我在看那个美国总会在开会。
One time during the conferences of USGA.
有三十几岁的。
We have people in their 30s.
有四十几岁的。
Some in the 40s.
有五十几岁的。
Some in the 50s.
有六十几岁。
Some in the 60s.
有七十几岁。
Some in the 70s.
差四十年。
And so the difference is about 40 years.
那大家都很和睦。
But we get along well.
没有感觉到说老的不放，或者少年人要抢着做，没有这个感觉。
We never have the feeling that the older generations don't want to give up the work, nor the younger generations want to take over the work.
所以这个传承教会圣工的传承很重要。
So the succession concerning divine work is very important.
那摩西对这个了解很清楚。
And Moses was very clear about this point.
所以他在带领以色列百姓出埃及开始，他就选一个助手。
And so upon the time that he started to lead the people out of Egypt, he had assistant.
就是训练。
To train.
要把工作传给他。
To pass the work on him.
你看主耶稣出来传道了。
When Jesus started his work,
他就开始拣选十二个人。
He chose 12 disciples.
要训练。
To train.
然后他升天以后，把工作传给他们。
So that after his ascension, the work, the tasks would be upon them.
所以我们这个教会在做圣工需要有眼光。
And so when we work in the church, our eyesight should be placed further.
就是一定要训练年轻人。
So we have to train up the younger generation.
先是一种，像这一种的训练。
Such training.
然后再接下去是不断工作开始教给他们。
And then after
工作上的训练。
Not just training, but also entrust them with more tasks.
然后到最后，实际的工作交给他。
So that at the end, the work can be wholly given to them.
那这样这个教会圣工能够很平顺而且很和睦。
And so that the work of the church can be passed along smoothly.
好，那约书亚是摩西的助手。我们看出埃及记33:11。
Let's look at the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 11, when we say that Joshua was Moses' assistant.
出埃及记33:11。
Exodus 33:11。
这里说，神与摩西面对面说话，好像朋友一样。然后摩西转到营里，唯有他的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。这里在提到那摩西有一个帮手，就是约书亚。
And here tells us that Moses had a helper, Joshua.
那约书亚做摩西的帮手多久
？How long had Joshua been Moses' assistant？
40年。
For 40 years,
这个本身就不简单了。
And that's not a simple task.
做帮手40年。
You are an assistant for 40 years.
我们常常发现，在教会里面常常会发现如果工作是我负责，我拼命的卖力。
Sometimes in church we see the phenomenon that if you are entrusted with a task, you do it to the best of your ability.
但是如果工作是别人负责，叫我帮忙。就表现就不冷不热。
But however, if someone is in charge of the task and you are just to assist them, then you do it lukewarmly.
一定要是我挂名，我负责，
So you only put in yourself wholeheartedly if you are in charge of the task.
当助手, 我不干。
I don't want to be an assistant.
如果这个心态没有改, 这个人就没有办法被神用。
If we do not change that mindset, that particular person can never be used by God.
所以你再看这个约书亚, 后来是神指定, 约书亚要继续摩西。
Eventually, God appointed Joshua to succeed Moses.
不是摩西指定的,
it was not appointed by Moses.
摩西只把他选训练,
Moses chose him and trained him.
那到底是不是适合神用, 神决定。
It's up to God to decide whether Joshua was suitable.
所以这个也让我们看出我们教会的这种, 用人,
So the system in the church is quite different from that of the world. In the church, we're not saying that I am choosing so and so. Because the church is not like the society. If we find someone suitable, we can start training them.
要神来肯定, 因为是服侍神嘛, 所以是要神肯定,
but at the
神才是主人,
but at the end, because God is the master, we need God to make the final confirmation.
那如果我们能够把这个很基本的原则, 记在心里面,
if we remember this simple principle in our mind,
那我们教会会减少很多问题,
then we can minimize a lot of problems in the church.
因为基本这是一个以神为主的地方,
because this is a place where God is the head.
那约书亚在跟摩西40年做助手, 到底他在摩西在带领他学什么?
So for the 40 years that Joshua was assisting Moses, what had Moses been training him?
这个很重要,
that's very important.
因为经过40年之后到约书亚记第一章, 神就把工作交给他。
Because after 40 years at chapter 1 of Joshua, God appointed Joshua.
这是很重的工作,
that's a very important task.
所以今天我们要想我们在教会里面我们这个年轻的一代到底我们要学什么。
So today for this younger generation, we have to realize what must we learn.
所以将来我们可以来继承教会的工作。
So that one day we can take over the task in the church.
我们现在从四个例子来看。
I would like to give you four examples.
第一个,
firstly,
出埃及记17章,
Exodus 17,
出埃及记的17章,
Exodus 17, Verses 8 to 16. That's the battle with the Amalekites at Rephidim.
这是约书亚做摩西助手第一件事情。
That's the first thing he did when he was the assistant of Moses.
然后在这个整个跟亚玛力人征战里面，我们看到一件事情。
We can see one thing throughout the battle.
就是这个工作做好是团队精神做出来的。
The completion of the task is because of the work of is teamwork.
那几个人在做这件事情。
How many people were doing this work?
我们看第九节。
We can look at verse 9.
摩西对耶稣亚说, 你为我们选出人来, 出去和亚玛力人征战。 所以至少有摩西还有耶稣亚。
So it's mentioned Moses and Joshua.
然后第十节,
verse 10.
耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行, 和亚玛力征战, 摩西亚伦户尔都上山, 所以还有亚伦跟户尔, 最少有四个人。
So we can also see additionally, we have Aaron and her, so at the minimum we have four people.
当然在前面在打仗的应该也有一些人。
Of course, we also have some people who are engaged in battles.
但是亚伦户尔这都是
And for Aaron and Hur, they were also leaders.
所以这里提到至少有四个人名。
So in here we see at least four names being mentioned.
摩西、约书亚、亚伦、户尔。
Moses, Joshua, Aaron, and Hur.
那他这个团队精神里面，我们仔细看摩西跟约书亚的工作。
In terms of teamwork, let's see the work done by Moses and Joshua.
谁去打战?
Who was at the battlefront?
是约书亚。
Joshua was amidst the battle.
那摩西做什么?
What was Moses doing?
摩西上山顶第十节。
Verse 11, Moses went up to the hill.
然后摩西举手祷告。
And he lifted up his hands and prayed.
约书亚在前面打战。
And Joshua was fighting the battle at the front line.
这是一种操练，这也是一种学习。
This is something to learn. This is a training.
啊，所以我们在教会里面呢、啊，要学习服侍人。第一个就是要学习怎么跟人同工。
The first thing that we have to learn to serve the Lord in the church is to learn how to work with others.
在教会服侍神，一旦孤单就很危险。
It is very dangerous if our servitude in church make ourselves very lonely.
我们现在看到在教会服侍神失败的都是孤单的人。
Those who failed in serving the Lord in church are those who are alone, who works alone.
不是做没有工。不是没有做出很好的工，做很好的工。
It's not that they have not done great work. They have done a lot of good works.
不是没有信心。
It's not that they don't have faith.
不是没有热忱。
It's not that they don't have the zeal.
一旦孤单就危险。
But if you are alone in working for God, then it becomes very dangerous.
所以传道书里面说两个比一个好。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that two is better than one.
三股合成的绳子不容易被折断。
A three-stranded rope will not be broken easily.
孤单。倒下去就下去了。
If you are alone when you fall, then you will not be able to get up.
所以这个约书亚在这个地方第一个就学习同工。
So first thing that Joshua has to learn is to co-work with others.
所以你在教会里面如果看到一个人独来独往，圣工做很多，这很危险。
So if you see in the church a particular individual working alone, doing a lot of work, then it becomes very dangerous.
所以约书亚要跟摩西同工。
And so Joshua is to co-work with Moses. Moses was older. Joshua was younger.
那这个两个要怎么同工?
How can they work together?
那你就发现因为他们属灵的灵性还有年纪经验不一样，他做的工作不一样。
Because the age and the spiritual experience etc. are all different, so that's why they carry out different tasks.
如果你在教会里面在服侍神。
If you are serving the Lord in the church,
你从30岁一直做到60岁。
When you start your work at 30 until you age 60,
你会发现随着你的年纪开始在改变，你做的工作会不一样。
Then you would realize that as you advance in age, your work will also change.
你刚刚开始的比较做这个事务性的工作。
Maybe in the beginning is more labor intensive.
然后你到一定年纪的时候。
Then when you reach a certain age.
你有那个属灵的经验或者有这个灵性以后，渐渐神在用你的就比较用在于策划方面。
When God started to use you and when you have gained certain spiritual experience, your work will then moved over to planning or strategies.
也因为这个体力已经比较衰退。
And also because the fact that you know your physical strength has started to diminish.
所以我们这个年轻人的服事要从最基本的开始。
So for youths, we must start from the basics.
你要出去打仗，当然是很辛苦。
If you want to go to the front line to battle, it's very dangerous and hard work.
这也有生命的危险。
It might be dangerous to your life.
以利亚拣选以利沙。
When Elijah chose Elisha.
以利沙第一件学的不是学行神迹。
The first thing that Elisha learned was not how to perform miracles.
以利沙做什么？
What did he do?
以利沙学圣经。就学习服侍以利亚。
Elijah started learning by serving Elijah.
拿水倒水给他洗手。
To bring water, pour water over his hands.
就训练他的谦卑。
Is to train up his humility.
谦卑才能顺服。
It's only when you are humble then you learn how to serve.
顺服才能够有团队。
When you are submissive, then you can work in a team.
所以这里摩西叫约书亚说，你到前面去打仗。
And so Moses instructed Joshua to fight in the front line.
那约书亚就去了。
So Joshua went.
所以如果不能顺服，就没有团队。
If he was not submissive, then you do not have teamwork.
所以这个为什么人会单孤单？
How come that someone can end up being alone?
有时候不愿意顺服。
We're unwilling to submit.
你不认识，你就没有同工。
If you are unwilling to submit, no one will work with you.
就会变成了孤单。
You will be alone.
这个不是恩赐，也不是爱主的问题。
It's got nothing to do with your gifts or how great is your love.
这个，所以服侍神不能孤单。
So when you serve God, you must serve God in teamwork and not alone.
那我们再看那摩西做什么。
Then let's look at the work of Moses.
第十节最后说摩西上了山顶。
Moses at the verse 10 tells us he went up to the top of the hill.
这个山顶代表比较高的地方。
The top of the hill, of course, is a higher ground.
所以他可以看很清楚在下面的打仗。
He was able to see clearly what's going on during the battle.
那也是在代表在一个人要做 带领的工作必须在属灵的眼光上或者这个灵层上必须要更高。
It tells us that as a leader, the spiritual eyesight or spiritual experience must be greater.
所以才能够看清楚我们整个这个教会的属灵的情况。
So that we can see clearly the spiritual situation of the church.
好，还有这个摩西的手上拿什么
？And what did Moses hold in his hands？
这里在第九节
，In verse 9，
我手里要拿着神的杖。
He says, "With the rod of God in my hand."
那这个神的杖代表什么
？What would that rod of God represent？
如果我们回到出埃及记的第三章
，If we return back to chapter 3 or chapter 4 of Exodus，
好，第二节
，verse 2。
神对摩西说：“你手是什么？”他说：“是杖。”好，然后神对他说：“丢下去就变成蛇。”所以这个杖就是代表神给他的权柄。
So in here you can see that the rod represents the authority from God.
神给他的应许。
The promises of God.
所以是七节。
Verse 17.
你手要拿这个杖，好行神迹。
You have to take the rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs.
所以神已经应许这个杖他拿在手上可以行神迹。
So God has already promised to Moses that as long as that rod, as long as he holds onto the rod, he will be able to do signs.
所以摩西上到山上拿手高举这个杖，就高举神的应许。
So when Moses stood on the top of the hill with the rod of God in his hands, he was uplifting promises of God.
神要借着杖给他权柄。
Because through the rod, God is going to give him authority.
所以他有权柄。
So he has this authority.
然后他站在山上。
And he stood on top of the hill.
约书亚下去打仗。
And Joshua was fighting.
就这样团队，结果就打胜了。
Because of this teamwork, they were victorious.
所以这个非常重要。
And that's very important.
你看当时那个亚伯拉罕要到摩利亚山去。
When we can remember how Abraham went up to the Mount of Moriah.
要带他的儿子以撒去。
He brought his son Isaac along.
以撒做什么
？What was Isaac doing？
以撒背柴。
Isaac was bearing the firewood.
这个是比较重。
That's heavy wood.
因为他比较年轻。
But because Isaac was young.
那亚伯兰做什么？
What was Abraham doing?
拿火跟刀。
He was holding onto the fire and the knife.
那虽然是两个人同行。
Although both of them were taking the same journey.
但是亚伯兰是凭着信心走上去。
Abraham took the journey with faith.
是他在带领。
He was leading.
那以撒是跟从的。
Isaac was following.
这是两个人同行。
So both of them walk on the same journey.
所以我们在圣经里面呢，主耶稣都叫我们做两个两个。
So that's why in the Bible Jesus told us we have to go out two by two.
所以最少你要两个可以成为一个团队。
So the minimum for a teamwork is two.
那这个团队本身就是在反映一个人的灵性。
This team would reflect on the spirituality of the members.
所以这第一个他所学习的在利非定的打战。
So the first thing that he learned is the battle of Rephidim.
怎么要成为一个团队。
How to work as a team.
我们再来看出埃及记二十四章。
Let's also read Exodus 24.
出埃及记的二十四章。
Exodus 24.
十三节。
Verse 13.
从十二节开始。
We read from verse 12.
神对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在这里，我要将石板，并所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。”十三节。
13.
摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了山，神的山。这里神说：“你上到山上来。”
And here God told Moses to go up to the mountain.
到我这里来。
Come up to God.
所以，那摩西就带着约书亚就上到山上神的山去。
So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua and went up to the mountain of God.
这个就是约书亚做助手的工作。
And that's the work of the assistant.
跟着摩西上到山上。
To follow Moses to the top of the mountain.
那上到山上去与神同在，领受神的律法。
Go up to the mountain of God, to be with God and to accept His commandments.
然后去看神的荣耀。
To see, behold the glory of God.
我们看那个十五章。
Let's read
十五节。
Verse 15.
摩西上了山，有云彩把山遮盖。十六节。
Verse 16.
神的荣耀停于西乃山。云彩遮盖六天，第七天他从云中召摩西。十七节。
Verse 17.
说神的荣耀在山顶上，以色列面前形状如烈火。摩西进入云中上山，在山上有四十昼夜。我们在教会里面的工作，我们常常注重的是什么？
For our work in church, what do we place as important?
一般人很注重事情。
Some may place importance upon the task itself.
其实教会里面做圣工哦，重要是整。
In actual fact, the work in church, the most important aspect is the people.
事情也是为着人。
Because all this work are for people.
所以要通过我们的服事，让人的灵性得到造就。
It is through our service that others' spirituality may be edified.
但是还有一个更重要的。
But there is one thing which is more important.
我们在教会里面服事神的基本是人跟神的关系。
When we serve in the church, the basic aspect is the relationship between God and man.
也就是人如果没有跟神有很好的关系，人就没有办法站在神面前服侍神。
If man cannot establish a good relationship with God, then man can never stand before God.
那怎么跟人建立关系？
And how can we build a relationship with other men?
上到山上。
To go up to the mount.
所以有时候我们常常感觉到说，在教会里面要一起服侍神。好像不是很困难。
Sometimes we feel that you know it is not too difficult to serve the Lord together in the church.
但是有时候要在一起祷告反而比较困难。
But sometimes we may find it more difficult to pray together.
所以有时候我们到非洲去做工啊。
Sometimes when we work in Africa.
就是早上啊，同工大家一起祷告一个钟头。
In the morning we used to pray for an hour together.
这个是非常好的一种习惯。
This is a very good habit to have.
能够一起祷告
that we can pray together
因为你在祷告当中就等于离开这个世界进到灵界里面
when you pray it's as if you're leaving the world and entered into the spiritual realm
那你祷告一多之后我们这个人的心境会改变
the more you pray the state of your mind will change as well
你越来越靠近神以后你的心会越来越平安
the nearer you draw to God the more peaceful you become
因为我们在教会服事神常常遇到人的复杂跟事的困难。
Very often when we serve in the church, we find that the matters might be very complex, there are many human there are many problems between workers.
那在教会的人跟事里面，你要在这个服事当中不会跌倒，而且会一直灵性在成长。这个就跟灵性有关。
So if you want to avoid falling and on the other hand to advance in your spirituality, then it is very important.
所以你看保罗吼，其实在教会里面服侍神，保罗很受冤枉。
In actual fact, when Paul served in the church, he was often misunderstood.
但是他服侍到末期，你看他写的书信里面，我活着就是基督。
But at the end, when he wrote his epistles, he says that you know, for me to live is is Christ.
他灵性一直在进步。
That his spirituality continued to advance.
但是有时候我们发现，一个人在教会服侍神哦，服侍一段时间以后。对人充满着 bitterness 苦毒对神埋怨
So sometimes when we see that the longer someone served in the church generate a bitterness towards God and complain towards man
那这种服事有时候对自己也没有好处对教会也没有好处
And all these will not be good to the church nor to oneself
因为这个服事反而绊倒这个人
Because for these services will actually cause someone to stumble
所以怎么让我们的服事真的能够帮助我们
So how can we ensure that our service will really help us.
所以摩西带约书亚上到山。
So Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain.
你看神的荣耀，自己看。
You have to see the glory of God yourself.
因为服事神的动机是从神本身来的。
Because the motive of serving God must come from God Himself.
所以你看那个 以赛亚书。
For example, when you read Isaiah,
神呼召以赛亚之前
before God called upon Isaiah,
让他看到异象
he enabled him to see visions.
撒拉佛怎么在神面前服侍神
to see the seraphim serving God.
荣耀的天国
the glorious kingdom.
撒拉佛一呼叫，圣哉圣哉，整个殿的根基动了。
When the seraphim cried out, "Holy, holy!" even the whole temple shook.
让我们看以西结书。
When we look at the book of Ezekiel,
神叫以西结做的工作相当难。
God gave a very difficult task upon Ezekiel.
但是神先显荣耀给他看。
But God first manifested His glory to Ezekiel.
那这个荣耀给他看以后，才说你要受苦。
After he has seen the glory of God, then God told him that you are to suffer for my sake.
一个人看过神的荣耀，
for someone who has seen the glory of God,
那受苦就算不了什
么。Then the suffering will amount to nothing.
所以摩西把约书亚带到山上看神的荣耀。
So Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain to behold the glory of God.
这个是服侍神的动力。
That is the motive. That is the source of strength for serving God.
是我们会感觉到服侍的可贵。
So that we can see how precious it is for us to serve God.
是神的荣耀。
Because it is the glory of God.
所以这个是我们服侍的也很重要的一种操练。
So this is a great training for us when we are to serve God.
所以教会里面你如果在教会里面不喜欢读圣经，不喜欢祷告，不喜欢参加讲习会，只喜欢做圣工，这个会有问题。
It will be a great problem if within the church you only want to work but you don't want to pray, you don't want to read the Bible, you don't want to attend seminars.
真的有的教会负责人他聚会不进来，他在外面走来走去。
In actual fact, you can see that there are a lot of church leaders. They never attend services because during the service they just wander around.
他服侍到最后都变成问题的一部分。
And at the end of the day, they become the problem itself.
因为他们跟神的关系不好。
Because they do not have a good relationship with God.
对服侍对自己没有好处。
And so their service will not be good for themselves.
所以第二个就是。要跟着摩西上山。
So secondly, to follow Moses up to the mountain.
所谓上山就是离开世界。
To go up to the mountain means to depart from the world.
才能够进入灵界。
So that we can enter into the spiritual realm.
这是一种属灵的操练。
That is a spiritual training.
没有离开世界就不能进入灵界。
If you do not depart from the world, you can never enter into the spiritual realm.
结果在山上四十昼夜。
And for 40 days and night on the mount,
这是一个 很深入的一种属灵的体验。
It is a very deep spiritual experience.
跟神讲话四十昼夜。
To communicate with God for 40 days and nights.
约书亚跟他在一起。
And Joshua was with Moses.
所以我们在教会里，我们在这个圣经里面，你看神所用的古圣徒对神的体验都很深。
So throughout the scriptures, we can see that for the workers used by the Lord, they always have a deep experience of God.
我们差不多找不到一个神所用的人做很多工作对神没有体验。
We can never find someone who has done a great work for God but without experience or a relationship with God.
所以这个服侍神跟对神的体验这不能分开的。
So we cannot separate our service with the relationship with God.
神所越重用的人是越靠近神的人，那越靠近神就是对神体验越深的人。
The great workers which God utilized are always those who are drawn near to God and have great relationship with Him.
所以服侍神跟灵性有关。
So to serve God has a direct relationship with our spirituality.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到人只要服侍不要神。
So sometimes we find people who just want to serve but they don't want God.
只要工作不要亲近神。
They want to work but they don't want to draw near to God.
把教会的工作跟神切开来。
So they separate between God and the work.
这样的服侍不能持久。
Such services will never last long.
如果这样的服侍持久，教会会发生问题。
If they continue to serve like that, then there will be problems in the church.
如果服侍发生问题，这个人可能信仰就倒了。
If there are problems, then this person's faith might fall.
所以第二个操练。
So the second training.
进入神的山。
To enter, to went up to the mountain, to go up to the mountain of God.
与神在一起。
To be with God.
找。第三个。
Thirdly.
窥探迦南地
to spy out the land of Canaan.
这个窥探迦南地到底在在训练什么？
And so, what's the purpose? What is to be trained out of the fact that one has got to spy out the land of Canaan?
我们现在看 民数记十三章。
Let's look in the book of Numbers 13.
民数记的十三章。
Numbers 13.Verse 31.
Verse 31. 但那些人和他同去的说，我们不能上去攻那民，因为他们比我们强壮。32. 探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们经过的地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人都是身量高大。33节 33. 我们在那里看见亚纳族人，就是伟人，他们是伟人，是后裔，据我看来自己就如蚱蜢，据他们看来我们也是如此。我们仔细一下看这个十二个探子去看迦南地。
If we study the incident of the 12 spies spying out the land of Canaan,
回来以后来报告。
And upon their return, they gave a report.
如果民主都用表决的。
If we are going to, if the congregation is to vote,
你会发现哦，他永远没有办法进迦南。
Then we will realize that they would never have the chance of entering the land of Canaan.
为什么
？Why？
因为十票对两票啊。
Because it's 10 against 2. How can they enter？
十个人说我们不能进去，困难太大。
Ten says that we cannot enter because the difficulties cannot be overcome.
所以他一讲话就让整个会众开始哭。
And so the whole congregation started to cry.
那两个人说我们可以上去。
But two says we can go up.
我们可以得胜。
We will be victorious.
那为什么同一块地看出来的结论不一样
？How come we have different conclusions regarding the same piece of land？
因为有的人是看困难。
Because some concentrate on the difficulties.
有的人是凭信心看神的能力。
Whereas others, by faith, they trust in God.
所以这个在告诉我们什么
？So what's this telling us?
如果我们在教会对事情的看法都是负面的
，If we draw too negatively on church work,
很可能我们没有神同在。
It's very possible that God is not with us.
或者我们缺乏信心。
Or we have lost faith.
我们先来看雅各书。
Let's look at the book of James.
雅各书的第一章
James chapter 1
17节
Chapter 1 verse 17
各样美善的恩赐全备的赏赐都是从上头来的从众光之父那里降下来在他并没有改变也没有转动的影这个地方说各样美善的恩赐全备的赏赐是从上头来
It here tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
上头就是神。
Above refers to God.
从神来是美善的，是全备的。
So from God we have something which is good and perfect.
那在神是他是众光之物，他没有黑暗。
And so in God he is the Father of light. Within him there is no darkness.
所以如果这个神住在我们里面
，So if this God dwells in us，
我们就不会满头满脸都是黑暗。
Then we will not be filled with darkness.Or look at things negatively.
所以这个攻迦南这一块，这个这件事情最重要的是，这是不是神的旨意
？And so the most important thing concerning the entrance into the land of Canaan is whether that is the will of God or not.
不是困难。
It's not difficulties.
如果这个是神的旨意
，If that was the will of God,
就可以得胜。
It will be victorious.
这是最重要一个关键。
That's the most important point.
因为神是无所不能。
Because God is Almighty.
所以在教会里面呢
，So within the church.
最重要是我们要做的是不是神的旨意
The most important thing we have to consider is whether that is the will of God or not
不是困难
It's not whether it is difficult or not
所以人如果一直强调困难
If we just concentrate too much on these difficulties
很显然这个人可能不是离开神很近
Then it's obviously that that particular person is not very near God
所以他讲的话很多都是负面的
So that's why he's mentioned a lot of negative ideas
这是一种操练。
So that's a kind of training as well.
所以到最后，他们进入迦南地。
At the end, they reached the land of Canaan.
有没有遇到他们十个探子讲的困难呢
？Did they encounter the problems mentioned by the 10 spies?
耶利哥自然就倒了。
Jericho's wall fell.
这困难 神自然就解决了。
So God overcame these difficulties for them.
这个就是信心呢。
And so that's faith.
有一个教会啊，他买了会堂。
There was a church who brought the chapel.
他是跟外教会买的。
So they brought the chapel from another denomination.
那个数目相当大。
And they spent a lot of money.
因为是在一个很好的区域。
Because it's in a very good district.
那当然在买的时候，也有一些信徒一直在打问号。
In the beginning, a lot of members keep on having these question marks.
我们教会买得起的。
Can we afford it?
但是有的信徒就觉得说哈，为了教会发展了，没有这个会堂，我同教会没地方，宗教教会没地方办了。
But for some members, they felt that for the sake of the development of the church in the future, if we don't buy this chapel, then there will be no chapel, no classrooms for religious education.
感谢神啊，他们献堂礼完两年。
We thank God that I mean, after two years after the church was dedicated,
一个很大数目的这个贷款全部都还光。
A large mortgage was repaid completely.
真的，如果是神的旨意哦。没有困难。
So if it was the will of God, then we will have no difficulties.
我知道另外一个教会啊。
I know of another church.
也在盖会堂。
They also want to have another chapel.
在信徒大会之后。
During the after the AGM.
那有一部分信徒就说啊，我要看如果这个盖不起来，看能怎么办。
So some member says, I'm going to see what you're going to do if you cannot complete the work.
结果，那会堂盖完。钱都有了。
And so after they've completed after they've got all the money and able to complete the chapel.
我看那几个信徒哦，哇，嘴巴一句话都讲不出来。
So these few members are shut up.
所以我们在教会里面嘛，不要很轻易的讲负面的话。
And so in the church, do not easily say something which is negative.
除非我们清楚了解这不是神的旨意。
Unless we clearly know that is not the will of God.
如果是神的旨意。
If that's the will of God.
红海都会分开。
Even the Red Sea will part.
约旦河都变干地。
Even the River Jordan will turn to dry land.
耶利哥的城墙自己会倒。
The wall of Jericho will fall by itself.
所以约书亚在做这个摩西的帮手。
So while Joshua was the assistant of Moses,
就在窥探迦南地这一件事情的表现上他是有信心的。
He demonstrated his faith by the task of spying out the land of Canaan.
他是可以依靠神的。
That he was one who could rely on God.
所以到最后这个工作就交在他的身上。
So at the end, the task was entrusted upon him.
因为他有信心。
Because he had faith.
他也看到信心的果效。
He saw the fruit of his faith.
就神很清楚的同在，困难解决。
That God was with him and difficulties were solved.
所以这是第三个操练。
So that's the third training.
所以有时候我们教会里面呢、要交托一个工作给一个人，先一些事情给他做做看。
So sometimes if we are to entrust a task to a member, we have got to give them something to try out first.
看他怎么反应。
To see their reaction.
那我们就可以了解这个人能不能交托大的工作。
Then we'll see whether great task could be entrusted upon him.
这是第三个。
So that's the third training.
第四个。
Fourthly.
我们现在再回来看出埃及记三十三章。
Let's return to Exodus 33.
出埃及记的三十三章
，Exodus 33,
十一节
，Verse 11。
最后一句话
，The last phrase。
这里说，唯有嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
In here it says that only the servant, Moses' servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
这里特别强调说，只有摩西的帮手。
And so it's specifically mentioned that only Joshua did not depart.
那其他的人跑去哪里呢？
What happened to the rest of the people?
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
众百姓看见云柱在会幕面前 都起来，个人在自己的帐篷门口下拜。好，这里讲啊，大家都回家去了。
And so in here, tells us that all the people they went home.
啊，他们也在下拜神啊，但是回家。
They were also worshiping God, but they were in the tent.
但是嫩的儿子约书亚在会幕。
But Joshua did not depart from the tabernacle.
会幕是什么
？What's the tabernacle?
会幕今天来讲就是教会。
Tabernacle today refers to the church.
哦，那约书亚在会幕里面云柱降下来，他就跟神在那里说话。跟交通啊，对，摩西啊，啊，在会幕里面呢、啊，在跟神在求问神。
Upon the coming of the pillar of cloud, Moses was at the tabernacle and communicating with God.
哦，那喽，约书亚不离开会幕。
But Joshua did not depart from the tabernacle.
那这个今天告诉我们什么
？What's this telling us today?
啊、哦，我们在教会里面要服侍神，一个很重要的操练就是我们对教会的态度。
Very important training that we have to receive when serving the Lord is our attitude towards the church.
我不晓得英国，我有时候在美国，我发现这个年轻人不喜欢聚会。
I don't know very much about UK, but in America, I find that sometimes some youths don't really like to come to the church.
除了礼拜六来呀、啊，其他周日都没有看到进来。
Apart from attending on the Sabbath, during the weekdays they never turn up.
哦、这个当然他有每个人有不同的理由。
Of course, everyone have their own excuses.
哦、但是一个人如果要被神所用
，But however, if one want to be used by God,
应该是一个很喜欢亲近神的。
They must be one who loves to draw near to God.
哦、这个很喜欢亲近神的一个表现呢，就是对教会。
Outward manifestation of loving God is that he loves to come to church.
因为这个教会啊，是一个圣工推动的地方。
Because the church is a place where the work of the divine work is to be propelled.
这是一个人要服侍神的一个基础，从教会开始。
When we want to serve the God, when we want to serve God, the foundation starts well from the church.
事实上，每一个人都喜欢回家。
In actual fact, everyone loves to go home.
哇，家很舒服啊。
Because this is where comfort lies.
但是一个人要停留在教会久，这不简单。
It is not easy for one to remain at the church.
这需要有对神的一种commitment 啊，有对神的有一种自觉。
It involves some a certain extent of in terms of commitment towards God.
我记得我们以前在台湾啊，好多的青年啊，后来都出来当传道。
In the past in Taiwan, I can remember that a lot of youth eventually became preachers.
那这些青年呢、啊，都有一个特色，就是都在教会长大。
One characteristic amongst these youth is that they grew up in church.
有时候在教会啊，也除了说做圣工之外，甚至连一起玩啊，都是在教会里面。
Apart from work, the leisure time is spent at church.
就是对教会有一种向心力的。
They were attracted towards the church.
那这种心态哦，是我们跟神的关系的一种反应。
So such mentality is a direct reflection for the relationship between us and God.
所以你看以色列百姓他们在安营哦，那个中心是什么
？So when the Israelites camp was in the middle of the camp, was in the midst of the camp.
那个中心是教会。
Now that is the
是幕会幕，今天就是教会。
Right in the middle, that's the tabernacle. That means the church today.
这个表示说，一个人要服侍神，他的生活的中心应该是教会。
It tells us that if we want to serve God, the center of his life must be the church.
那如果我们把生活的中心放在家庭
if we place the center of our life in our family,
生活的中心放在事业
or the center of our life is placed upon our career,
我们就很难继承摩西做摩西的工作
then it would be very difficult for us to succeed Moses and to perform the work of Moses.
所以对教会的态度在反映神在我们心中的地位
So our mentality towards the church reflects directly upon our attitude towards God.
我们现在看以撒搬到别示巴。
Recall the fact that he moves to Beersheba. What did he do?
请我们翻翻看啊，在圣经哪里有记载？以撒搬到别示巴。
Isaac moving to Beersheba. Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac moving to Sheba.
Yeah. 创世纪26章 哈。
Genesis 26.
23节.
Verse 23.
So Isaac 从那里上别示巴去。
Verse 26, 23. Then he went up from there to Beersheba.
25节。Isaac就在那里筑一座坛，求告神的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。这里讲做三件事情。So
in here mentioned that Isaac did three things.
第一件事情,
First thing,
筑一座坛，求告神的名。
He built an altar to call upon the name of the Lord.
这是信仰生活。
So that relates to his faith.
第二件事情,
Secondly,
支搭帐篷,
he pitched his tent.
哎呀, 这个代表他的家庭生活,
his family life.
第三个,
Thirdly,
挖一口井,
dug a well.
那个时候井就是要牧养给羊喝水的,
well is to feed the flock.
这代表他的职业生活,
it represents his profession or his career.
但是这个三个生活里面,
so in these three aspects,
筑一座坛求告神的名,
he first. The most important thing for him is to build an altar to call upon the name of the Lord.
所以这个是以今天来讲就是教会生活。
So for today, that's the life in church.
有一次有一个姐妹经过一间教会。
One time, a sister walked past a church.
她发现为什么有一部车子中午的时间停在教会里面。
That's during lunchtime, and he noticed how come that there is a car parked inside.
她就 进去里面看,
so she went inside.
她发现一个负责人在扫厕所,
she discovered a church board member cleaning out the toilet.
那个负责人在公司职位相当高,
this church board member was occupied a very high position in his own company.
那这个姐妹看了以后她非常感动,
and that sister, after she saw it, she was really moved.
那个弟兄有一阵子他甚至想要出来当传道从公司辞职。
And because that brother has even contemplate of resigning and becoming a preacher.
有一次我跟那个弟兄在谈话，他说他在公司里面办公，有时候一想到神的工作，哎，就会掉眼泪。
As he mentioned the fact that, you know, when he was thinking about the work of the church, while he was working outside, he sometimes would be moved to tears.
爱是没有时间的。
Because love is without the boundary of time.
如果你生过孩子，你就知道。
If you have children, then you will know.
你在公司上班，有时候你还是会想到你的孩子。
Even when you're working in your company or in your office, you will remember your children.
但是有时候你回到家，你不会想公司的工作，因为那个上班嘛，那不是不一定有感情的地方。
But on the contrary, when you're at home, it's very seldom that you think about your work, because it is only a place of work. You do not place all your emphasis there.
但是如果我们对教会有感情,
but if we have a feeling for church,
那你有时候在上班你会想到教会的事情。
So sometimes while you are working, even if you are working, you think about church work.
所以大家都回家了，只有嫩的儿子约书亚在圣殿。
So everyone returned to their tent, only Joshua remained at the tabernacle.
一个人要服侍神，一定要以神的家为中心。
So for someone to serve God, then he must make use of the tabernacle or the church as his center.
这是一种操练。
That's a training as well.
所以约书亚跟随摩西,
so
做助手。
Joshua followed Moses as his assistant.
他有这四种的学习。
He learned from these four aspects.
第三点,
Thirdly,
约书亚继承摩西,
Joshua succeeded Moses' mission.
约书亚被摩西拣选,
Joshua was chosen by Moses.
所以神摩西训练他,
he was trained by Moses.
最后是神, ,拣选约书亚。
But at the end, it is the Lord who choose Joshua.
民数记27章, Numbers 27 verse 15. 16. 面前属乎他。
Sorry,
18
and
19.
And so God told Moses to bring Joshua and to lay his hand upon him.
所以就指定他做一个后继人。
And appointed him as a successor.
那后来为什么以色列百姓听从他？
Now how come that eventually the Israelites would obey the word of Joshua?
生命记34章.
Let's look at Deuteronomy 34.
生命记34章.
Deuteronomy
34:9. 所以这个以色列听从他是因为他被智慧的灵充满。
The Israelites listened to Joshua because he was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
所以我们在教会里面啊, 不是抬头在领导, 是灵性在领导。
And so in the church when we lead, it is our spirituality that leads.
不是我们的这个教会的里面的那个什么。
It's not the title. It's not the titles which we occupy that leads.
因为你是长老、执事、传道，因为你是教务总务、财务，所以你可以领导，不是这个头衔。
It is not because of our title, not because we are preachers, deacons, elders, or we are church board members. That's why we are leading.
为什么人会听约书亚的话？
How come that people listened to the word of Joshua?
他被智慧的灵充满。
He was filled by the spirit of wisdom.
这就是他的灵性。
That was his spirituality.
教会的领导是灵性的领导，不是。
So to lead in the church is not by title but by spirituality.
所以，耶稣亚继承摩西是因为他有这个灵性。
So Joshua succeeded Moses because of his spirituality.